A month after, you know, battling pneumonia, the Reverend Jerry Falwell is back in the hospital, and he's sick, and there's only one way to help out and honor Jerry Falwell, and that's with a prayer. And I offer this prayer. Dear Lord, I know you don't really exist and all, but I'd appreciate it if you could do us one favor. The conservatives say all liberals want Terry Schiavo to die, but in light of yesterday's good news, we'd like to amend our wishes. You can keep Terry. Do whatever you want with her. Let her live, feed her, whatever. Just please take Jerry Falwell instead. Please. Can you do that? How you do it is up to you, of course. But I'd like to remind you that in the past, when I prayed for Falwell to die, I had fairly specific, nay, detailed requests concerning his demise. Like when Falwell said separation of church and state was invented by Satan to keep Christians from running their country. I prayed that he be shish kebabbed by his own church steeple during a tornado. And a tornado strong enough to blow his pants off and hold him still for a minute over some storm chaser's van, because they always have video cameras. And when he said AIDS is the wrath of a just God against homosexuals, I begged you to let him be torn apart by a gay youth group wielding rusty hooks as part of the Super Bowl halftime show. And I think I asked a Twisted Sister play there too. God, I was really into that song at the time. And when Falwell said the terror attacks were God's way of punishing us for being a country full of civil libertarians, feminists, homosexuals, and abortion rights supporters, when he said that, I beseeched you to pound Falwell into the earth like a nail with one of those blue frozen blocks of urine often dropped from airplanes, and that it would melt into his open mouth as he drew his last breaths. But really, any way you decide to cut Falwell's wet, puny brain off from his black little heart is fine with us. And please, don't make it so that he ends up martyred in some hospital bed with a feeding tube, or in his case, a feeding sluice. Mostly, that would just be disgusting, seeing people pointing at him, insisting he's smiling and whatnot. Lord, just please take this bloated, arrogant pig off the planet so that we all may be one step closer to loving one another the way the fables in your Bible say we should. I think that's about it, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.